Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Good morning, people. Now, welcome to episode, well, let's have a guess, 29, I think. 29. If you can hear some background noise, I apologise. I am out and about. It's a little bit of a, it's not really an off-the-cuff episode, because I know I haven't done one this week. And I'm doing one. I have absolutely no script. I have no notes. I have no nothing. How long this goes on for, who knows? Depends how long I rant for, I guess. Today is all about valuing yourself. Now, why valuing yourself is value yourself as a person, value yourself as in what you can bring to other people, and value your time. Now, people, you're probably sitting there wondering, what on earth is he banging on that, and where's this come from? As some of you may or may not know, I recently took up a second job, should we call it? And it doesn't fit with who I am. So, you heard it here first. Resignation letter is going in today. It's written. It's in an envelope. Let's hope they don't listen to this before I give it in, because that'd be quite bad. Not that they will. I'm just going to a few reasons as to why. And do you know what? It's not a difficult decision in the slightest. I had a little think about it, and it isn't a difficult decision. It isn't. One, it takes away time from my family, seeing my boys. And absolutely no job is worth that anyway, within sort of variation. I mean, obviously you've got to work. However, this one, not so much. The amount of time it takes away from what I want to be doing and what I need to be doing is not worth it. It wasn't valuable enough to me. The offer there was not valuable, and it didn't fit in line with my goals of what I want to achieve out of life. And it took me a few posts to sort of look at it and go, actually, I'm not going to sit here next to a swimming pool and then look back on my life in a few years' time, because that's probably all that would have lasted anyway, and go, what a waste of my time. That is not what I am good at. That is not what I am passionate about. That is not how I can help other people. Me sat there checking people in brings absolutely no value to this world or to people in it. What am I good at? Helping people exercise, knowing what to do, when to do it, what to eat, when to eat, how to eat, how to switch over your mind to make you successful. That is what I am good at. That is what some of you may have noticed. I am starting to push a lot more. It's something I haven't really done in the past, mainly because I don't really know. I didn't know whether people wanted it, I guess. But actually, if I don't tell people what I can do, how are people ever going to know? So that is what I have done. Resignation letter going in. And I'm focusing more on what I do best, which is helping people and bringing value to this world, which is what I tell everyone else to do. And doing what makes you happy. Because life is too short. Point number two, and I can't even remember where I was going with this. You can tell how off the cuff this really is, can't you? What was point number two? Can't even remember. Can't remember. It'll come back to me, won't it? So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to value your time. Oh, that was my other point. If you don't like something in your life, it doesn't have to be work, change it. You have the power to change it. You can do whatever you want. If you want to sit there, not work, not do anything, sit in bed all day long, you can do that. I don't recommend it. But you can do that. There's nothing stopping you doing that. Eventually you might get found out and chucked out your house because you haven't paid your bills. But if there's something in your life you don't like, change it. Change it. If you are not happy where you are, ask for help. If you're not happy where you are in your mind, seek someone that can help you. If you're not happy where you are with your body, seek someone that can help you. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. You cannot be where you are now and expect not to change a single thing and make changes. It doesn't work like that. And I've seen this quite a lot. We have, some of you may or may not know, I've recently started up an online academy, which is currently going through testing at the minute. And it took a week or so to get people going on it. But now what we've got people doing is just acknowledging more what they're eating. There are no restrictions. There are no you cannot eat this. And we have had someone in that first week, or the first real week of them sort of tracking and having a look at what they're eating and all that sort of stuff. And they are 2.5 pounds down because they've made changes. They weren't happy with the way they were, and they've made changes to their lifestyle. A few more steps, a little bit more motivation at boot camp. So an extra session is what they have done, sort of. And then just looking at what they're eating, making positive changes. They weren't happy with the way they were, so they've made positive changes. And it's all about what you value in your life. Do you value your health? If you don't, I would probably switch off now. Health is the key to everything. It is the key to everything. If your mindset is in the right place, you could track it back to your health. You are what you eat, I guess, is one way of looking at it. If you want to feel good, whatever you put in your body will make you feel good. There's a saying, isn't there? Whatever you put in your mind affects what you think and what you do. Whatever you put in your body affects how you feel and what you do. And I guess this little rant, I sort of coming to an end now. Value yourself. I read a blog yesterday about a book I'm reading about success, and a lot of it was about improving your self-image, and there are ways you can do it. Mental imagery is a lot to do with it. It's sort of, I'm covering it quite a lot in my university course as well. Psychology covers more sports psychology, but mental imagery is so powerful. The way you perceive yourself is like massive. Your brain cannot tell the difference between real negativity from outside sources and imagined negativity. So what you're telling yourself, your brain cannot tell the difference, which is something fascinating that I found out. So stop telling yourself that you can't do things. Stop telling yourself that you are not good enough, and start valuing your worth. And if you're interested in that, have a look. It's on the website, on the blog, called Success. And there are lots of little key pointers in there. It's about having a sense of direction. When you have a sense of direction, you have a purpose. When you have a purpose, you have a worth. When you have a worth, you appreciate yourself and improve the image of yourself. So start doing it. Is the message I want you to take home. Sit there today, think about the negative thoughts that you've been telling yourself, and think about how you can change them. sit there 30 seconds a day, a minute a day, however long it needs to be, and think about all the good things that you are good at and all the ways that you can improve and get rid of all the rubbish out of your life. For me, I'm doing it today. That job brings no value to me. It does not align with my values and my goals, so I'm getting rid of it. Not a hard decision in the slightest. What am I now going to do? Throw all my eggs into one basket. Is it a risk? Yeah. But now it's made me put my foot down to go, actually, you have got something worthwhile to help people out here, so go and do it. End of rant. I don't know how long I've gone on for. Flipping it, 10 minutes. I was expecting to do a couple. If you enjoyed that rant, give me a little share on your Facebook or on your Instagram stories. Tag me in it, let me know. If that's pumped you up to go out for a walk, a little bit of mental imagery, share it with someone else. Tell them to do the same. And breathe. If you want to find out a little bit more about what I do, what I offer, jump on my website. I'm making big changes during the minute. Chop and change bits all over the place, to be honest. Have a look on there. If you want to inquire about anything on there, let me know, fill in a form, and it will come over to me, and I'll get sent back to you. Apart from that, enjoy your Sunday, if you're listening to it today. If you're listening to it later on in the week, enjoy whatever day you're listening to it. And start making positive changes to your life. Life is very short. Do not sit there at the end of it and go, do you know what? I wish I'd done that. Make the most of today, because you will not get this day again. And that is taken from someone who I look up to a hell of a lot. Once again, thank you for listening, and I will speak to you again next week.